The mining area is a five-mile stretch between the Iron County town of Anderson and the Ashland County town of Morse near Mellon. At last Thursday's DNR public hearing about allowing Gogebic Taconite to do some exploratory mining, Anderson Town Chairman Bud Bentner says his town board is against bulletproof security or any private firms returning with semi-automatic weapons. But he says GTAC says bulletproof is coming back.
These people, they tell me, are trained to search the woods for protesters. What we're asking for is put a stop to this before somebody gets killed or hurt.
Ashland County Board Chairman Pete Russo agrees.
I hate to say it, but that ain't a good idea.
Russo says armed security guards could lead to a high-powered confrontation this fall.
One guy's got a 30-06, he's deer hunting, and you got another guy maybe 100 yards away in camouflage with an AR-15. You know what it is? It's a mixture for disaster.
Mellon Mayor Joe Barabee also is on record saying the armed guards are scaring tourists away. And Iron County District Attorney Marty Lipsky has asked GTAC to have the guards return unarmed. But GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz doesn't believe armed guards are risky business.
They will be using what is necessary to create a safe work site.
And that would include weapons.
The safety of our people is the number one priority, and the safety of the public is also the number one priority, and that's what we bring in security for.
Site says Wisconsin hunters are safe and responsible. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.